Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
NordVPN.com/Fightful. 4 months free, a 30-day money-back guarantee. It works on all your devices, phone, laptop, desktop, PC, router, doesn't matter. It's got you covered. Change your virtual location with just one click. Get access to more content around the globe and content at a much more affordable price. Protect yourself from online trackers, malware, annoying pop-up ads. NordVPN.com/Fightful. How are you going to pass this up? It effectively pays for itself within about a month or two of using it, especially if you buy pay-per-views like I do. Get access to the old WWE Network, you know, those things that you miss with NordVPN.com/Fightful, and you get that incredible deal. They've got three great tiers for you to choose from, so check it out. Whether you want to pass, a VPN, a locker, or all three, NordVPN.com/Fightful has you covered. What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap, Fightful, here with a guy you know, Chad Gable. I first interviewed you back at the Arnold Classic. I think it was 2015, 2016.
Old NXT days.
Those, they were incredible. Yeah. And there was something that really stuck out to me about that day. I think you were wrestling Simon Gotch. Okay. Incredible. One of my favorite things to watch was from that. And we're at a special Olympics event right now. And I noticed Jason Jordan the entire time. He was supposed to be up managing you.
Sure.
And he found a couple children with special needs.
Yeah.
And he instead was talking them through the match.
Okay.
And he was
He
was getting them to heckle you during the match.
Yeah.
I mean, we're at this wonderful Special Olympics event in San Antonio now. How would you compare these? I mean, like, WWE has put you in a situation where you're in arenas, you're in events like this, you're at the Arnold Sports Festival, you're all over the place.
It's so cool. We do so many different appearances, and you just listed like a handful of what is, seems endless. Like, we've done so many. And I have personally asked privately to be like heavily involved with the Special Olympics stuff specifically, just because, first of all, I mean, I have an Olympic background, but also a personal tie is my nephew has epilepsy. He's heavily involved with Special Olympics. He does sports in Minnesota. And there, you take away so much from these things, like the kids and their attitudes and their energy and their work ethic. It's like, it's unbelievable. And then you watch them do this stuff, and I'm pouring sweat from helping them out and cheering them on all day. I'm like amped up. I want to go wrestle. But I mean, it just, it's so wholesome and it's so like inspiring to watch them. So like, you leave these things thinking like, this is what I'm meant to be doing. This is the kind of stuff you're giving back. The wrestling all is great. And I love the wrestling. But like, when you can have an effect on people like this, it's like really shows you you're doing the right thing. You know, it feels great.
And coming from your background, a lot of times pro wrestlers are hit with the stigma of, do they have the personality?
Right.
Will they connect with the people?
Right.
And that's not something you've had any trouble with at all. I mean, in fact, it's been one of your strong suits.
Yeah.
And that's saying a lot because so many people look forward to your in-ring work. What's that like for you when you've got little kids, even when you're a bad guy on TV, coming up and like saying your catchphrase to you?
It's so cool. And I think that that's maybe the sign that you got it right, is like that you could be the bad guy on TV and get booed or whatever when you're supposed to. But when people see you out or in public, they want to talk to you. They want to do your catchphrase and have a good time with you. And I think even the people in the arena is starting to like find that same vibe with us, you know, because like it's a thing where I think they really are starting to love to hate us and not so much just like, oh, not those guys again. And I think it just takes a while. You know, it took me a long time to let the audience, let our WWE universe see that side of me. And everybody finds it eventually. You just got to find your own way there, man. Yeah.
I mentioned Jason Jordan earlier. What's it been like going from him being your tag partner to sometimes being your producer and coaching you through matches?
Well, I'll say I always like say a pretty quick thank you every time I see Jason is producing my segment or my match that night, because not only does like he gets it because he's been there, he's been a wrestler.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He knows what it's like to be produced and to have people trying to help you in that manner. But him and I, and it's no joke when I say, like, when we were a tag team, our mindsets, like, we were so similar. We were like brothers. Like, we were so, so similar, exactly the same. And you'll hear every tag team say, like, oh, man, we're up and down the road together. We trained together. We did all that. But, like, we were like brothers, man. Everything we said, we could have finished each other's sentences. So when he's producing me now, he gets it. I get him, and he gets me. So there's not too much, like, headbutting. There's not too much even direction from him. He's like, he knows what to do. He knows what I'm going to tell him anyway. Let him do his thing.
I'm always so fascinated by your background, because when you came out of the Olympics, you had options. I mean, I'm pretty sure if you wanted to move into MMA, that would have been an option as well. Did you get recruited at all? Did you consider it at all?
I never really did. I wasn't as big of a fan as everyone else was. I didn't really follow it. I had watched pay-per-views, and we'd get together at the training center and stuff and watch them, but, like, never resonated with me. And, like, I was a fan of pro wrestling since I was 6 years old, man, and I was one of the tape traders in the 90s, and like I have my old collection, and I was on all the message boards in the 90s when they were first becoming cool, and like real wrestling geek, like from the beginning, dude. So like that's all I ever wanted to do. This is all I ever wanted to do.
So like as you're like this, you know, Olympic wrestler, you're like watching Too Cold Scorpio do like tumbleweed leg drops.
100%. Kobashi Misawa, I used to make my own like t-shirts and wear them to amateur wrestling tournaments. So like we're going to these amateur wrestling tournaments and guys are looking at my shirt. These guys in green and orange tights being like, those aren't Greco-Roman wrestlers there, but it was cool. I'd get singlets made in their colors and try to just emulate those guys. And pro wrestling was always my thing, man. Yeah. And I mean, obviously back then, like, the size thing was still kind of an issue. So, like, everyone was still huge back then in the company. So, in my mind, like, I was always too small for it. And wrestling also, let me not act like amateur wrestling wasn't a passion of mine. It was, like, my life for 20 years. So, it was what I also loved. But, you know, when there's a choice of, are you going to make it in WWE or should you keep doing this wrestling thing? The choice was pretty clear back then, but it was my segue, so.
Did you ever come across any other eventual pro wrestlers when you were in the ring? I talked to UFC fighter Gerald Harris, and he was like, Dolph Ziggler was the toughest guy I ever wrestled.
Wow, interesting. I have never been asked that. Let me think.
And like Jeff Cobb ended up wrestling Yoel Romero, sure. who was a UFC fighter.
And I knew Jeff Cobb's name when I was still competing in amateur wrestling, but we never kind of crossed paths, sure. you know? But no, but I did, like, I went out of my way to, like, research all the guys. And especially, like, Minnesota had a pretty cool history mm-hmm. in wrestling with guys from the amateurs and guys like Brad Rangins. And I spoke to on the phone after I finished up, and he gave me some advice and stuff. And he had been through Japan and some other places. So it's just kind of cool, man, to carry on. Also, Minnesota's personal tradition yes. in wrestling. It's cool to me.
Of course.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up, I love amateur wrestling. Yeah. I took catch wrestling for a long time. Did you ever, like, see anything within WWE, within pro wrestling, and be like, I can pull that off in the amateur ranks? I can pull that, or just a shoot grappling situation.
Dude, so in 2005, when I first transitioned from high school to, like, senior level wrestling, they changed the Greco-Roman wrestling rules, which was my Olympic style, and they changed the clinch, which, long story short, it's like you're a forced position you're put in, to this position where a guy is standing holding here. You've never seen so many legit power bombs in your life. Every tournament was guys, before everyone learned how to defend it, because they just threw these rules at us, everyone's getting guys up on their shoulders and just powerbomb them. And I, like, all do. Truth be told, I got powerbombed at Junior Worlds in 2005 by a guy from Estonia. I won the match, but I got powerbombed and humiliated. But yes, I've seen many, many of those.
Chad Gable, I want to thank you so much. We're at the Special Olympics event here in San Antonio. They're doing great stuff here. Thank you so much for your time,
thank
man.
Thank you, man. Nice to meet you. Well, no. Well, nice to meet you again.
For the first time in like seven, 8 years, though.
Feels like a lifetime ago.
Until next time, we're out.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.